Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for June 11th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So firstly, while Google always previews the next version of Android several months before I.O., temple features are reserved for the big stage. Since the developer conference was cancelled this year due to COVID-19, the Android team opted for a virtual event. Originally set for last week, the company today is going ahead with a more subtle launch for the Android 11 Beta 1. Google cancelled the virtual launch event to allow people to focus on more important discussions around racial justice in the United States, if you were wondering. The company did release 12 talks, originally scheduled for I.O. on YouTube today, while it will be hosting 11 weeks of Android that will cover topics like the UI, Jetpack, and machine learning. There will also be online Android 11 meetups for developers. Originally expected in May with I.O. 2020, the more consumer-facing beta program is starting today. Android 11 has three big themes: people, controls, and privacy. This all starts with a dedicated section at the top of the notification shade called Conversations. Specific actions allow users to set reminders and create home screen shortcuts to Threads. Bubbles are the biggest change, with users able to pop out conversations and get one-tap access to open a full conversation over whatever they're previously doing. Google recommends developers adopt this Bubbles API though for Android 11, and at present there is only a few applications that support it. Other features include consolidated keyboard suggestions, while voice access now takes advantage of on-device visual cortex that understands screen content and generates labels and access points for accessibility commands. The goal is to create an OS that can recognize and prioritize the most important people in your life. The next tentpole focuses on making it easy to control all of your smart home devices and Bluetooth accessories. Holding down the power button surfaces device controls. Google Home already supports this new API that allows any app to appear within this grid. For example, you can tap to turn off lights and drag the tile to adjust brightness. Meanwhile, updated media controls let you switch the output of playing audio and video to headphones, speakers, or televisions, while now playing is integrated with quick settings. This feature can be enabled in Beta 1 from developer options and media resumption, ahead of a default availability later on. Privacy is the final focus for Android 11, with one-time permissions letting you limit app access to the device microphone, camera, and location. Meanwhile, permissions will auto reset if you haven't used an application before an extended period of time has passed. Similarly, the Play Store will be reviewing all Android apps requesting background location access, though existing applications will be given until 2021 to abide by this change. Speaking of updates, Project Mainline sees 12 new system modules that can be updated via Google Play. For those wondering, the Android 11 Beta 1 is now available for Pixel devices right now, with some OEMs offering their own beta programs, including Xiaomi, Poco, Oppo, and OnePlus. After some pretty substantial leaks earlier in the week, the Xiaomi Mi Band 5 has now been officially unveiled in China with some notable hardware improvements. The smart fitness tracker still proves to be one of the most popular wearable series on the planet and now has some sizable improvements over the already impressive Mi Band 4. It's actually been exactly a year since the Mi Band 4 was unveiled by Xiaomi, but the Mi Band 5 really ups the ante as Xiaomi has improved almost all areas without any notable sacrifices. Firstly, the colour AMOLED display has now been increased by 20% from 0.95 inches to 1.1 inches. This is without increasing the actual fitness tracker footprint. The Mi Band 5 is also gaining over 100 brand new animated watch faces to you to choose between. Some of the most popular characters from animated series including Neon Genesis Evangelion, Case Closed, Hatsune Miku, and SpongeBob SquarePants will be available for display customization. The clasp-style charger has also been replaced with a much neater magnetic charging dock. Previously, to charge the Mi Band, you would have to remove the actual tracker from the silicon band and place it into a cradle dock. That is no longer the case with the Mi Band 5, as you can just slap the magnetic charger to the back for ease. This does mean, though, that you won't be able to use older chargers with this newer model. NFC is a big inclusion too, but it's not clear if those of us in Western markets will be able to use Google Pay on the Mi Band 5. There are also some updated and improved tracking modes for sports and exercises too, as well as the ability to track menstrual cycles for women out there. Other hardware packed inside includes a barometer, 3-axis gyroscope, improved PPG heart sensor, and an IR detection system, which is only on the NFC model. The Xiaomi Mi Band 5 is currently available only in China, but given the popularity of the series, we would expect it to expand over there in the coming months, and it will officially go on sale from June 18th, with the non-NFC version priced at around $27, while the NFC-enabled version is priced at around $32. After officially being announced in late 2019, Adobe Photoshop Camera is now available to download on the Google Play Store. The application aims to leverage Adobe's rich history and Photoshop prowess by giving a camera app replacement for your smartphone. It utilizes AI and Adobe Sensei to mimic many of the post-processing features that require a fair bit of skill to achieve on desktop versions of Photoshop. It joins a growing list of mobile-focused Adobe packages that are aimed at people that want a minor taste of the Creative Cloud, but on their smartphones. Those include Premiere Rush, Lightroom, plus a plethora of extra productivity tools. Right out of the gate though, you can add tons of filters and effects to your images. Since the initial preview phase, Adobe has added new options and functions that make it a really solid option for those that want to really mix up their own smartphone photo creations. Adobe Photoshop Camera gives you more than 80 unique filters that can be applied to existing photos, even in real time. The effects range from simple color and contrast tuning, all the way to full effects like comic art and even sky replacement. Content-aware removal and replacement are also possible, which is available as part of the Adobe Photoshop Mix app for Android too. You can create your own lenses and share them, or download from a growing library of presets from the likes of Billie Eilish and other online influencers. If you're intrigued, then you can download and give Photoshop Camera a whirl over on the Google Play Store right now. And finally, YouTube Music has picked up a number of new features in recent weeks that attract Play Music users. A small tweak to the Android app updates the status bar icon though to match the app's logo. For quite a while now, the YouTube Music logo in notifications and on Android's status bar has actually differed from the lock screen icon. The YouTube Play symbol is surrounded by a thick ring to evoke a CD or indeed a final record. The service's actual icon, as seen in the Progressive web app and favicon, is actually a circle with a triangle cutout surrounded by this ring. YouTube Music 3.69 updates the status bar icon to the canonical version. It's also present in the top left corner of media controls and on the Pixel's lock screen or always on display. The old icon was simpler and was easily attributed to YouTube Music, while the new one is denser and a little bit busier. There is more detail, but it is hard to really notice at a glance given the size. The empty space separating the inner circle and outer ring is probably barely visible to most people out there. That said, version 3.69, which reveals work on an audiobook and show label of YouTube Music for Android, is now widely available. Google today also finished rolling out the revamped Now Playing UI to users stuck on the old design for the past month. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast available every Wednesday.